As most of you know by now, Donald Trump has been accused of lying for years. It started officially in around 2018, 2019, during his first term. He was accused of telling, let me get this right here, on January 21st, India Today, that's a big organization, India Today, had a headline story out with 20 lies on day number one. Will Trump break his first term record? Interesting. There are a lot of people now, bizarrely, what they like to call flip-flopping. Tulsi Gabbard flip-flopped last week. These are major flip-flops. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But Trump runs his mouth like nobody's business. And he'll turn a 180 on almost anything, anytime, and not explain it. They want to call it flip-flops? Fine. I call it lying. I mean, they can't all be accidental. So the guy just says what he wants to say or what he is told to say and has no qualms whatsoever about it. It's bizarre. He is acting strangely. He acted weirdly in his first term, but he's just running amok now with reality. Of course, we can get into that, too. What is reality, beside what the Zionist media wants the average person to perceive it as? I don't buy for a moment any of that, neither do you people, but they get away with it. So anyway, Trump is trouble. He's actually one story the other day, said Trump is on his way to becoming the most dangerous president in American political history. And that may not be too far off the mark. All right, back with us tonight to talk about the great Trump and his controllers is David Icke. And David and I go back probably 35 years, something like that. And I have never had David say anything that didn't merit complete attention, scrutiny. You don't have to believe anything if you don't want to. But what David Icke says, people should listen to and make their own decisions thereafter. Neither David nor I are here to tell anyone how to think. But he is back with us tonight to share his perceptions of Le Grand Trump, or whatever the hell he is. This guy is a case study, let me tell you. Hello, David. Welcome back. Thank you for getting up early.
Thanks very much, Jeff. No, it's actually early for me. It's 4:10 in the morning, but I'm usually up by that time every day at the moment because I'm writing another book. So I tend to wake up and get up and get on. I was
get
sitting
after
here from,
it. Yeah.
I was there from 3:00 yesterday in the morning until about 6-7 o'clock at night writing. It's just it's amazing what happens when you start putting a book together.
You're putting another book out. Wow. What will this one be called? And can you give us any kind of a little teaser on it?
Well, it's I've only got a working title at the moment, but it's putting the dots together across a great spectrum of levels of reality, shall we say? Because you know, we're talking about Trump and. What I've seen, and it's very much fundamental to how he was elected, is that there's an agenda going on, what I call the global cult agenda, and there's smoke screens and diversions being thrown in all directions. So if I look at what the crucial agenda is for complete human control, it's the fusion of AI with humans, and it's AI running the entirety of human society. And so
I couldn't agree more.
The left in politics has pretty much laid down to it what we call the woke. It's pretty much laid down and is okay with that. The ones you had to get on board were the pushbackers that were skeptical about that, who were very concerned about that. And so how do you do that? Well, first of all, you bring in Elon Musk and you let him take over, let him take over Twitter, now X. And even though his companies are pushing on with this agenda and the AI fundamental part of it, you start to give him, as you weren't before, a free ride, and you ignore what he's doing pushing on this AI agenda.
And you then
alongside him bring in Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is the guy who is there to tell the target audience what he wants to hear while doing what the agenda demands.
Correct.
Tell them what they want to hear. So we've had this combination of Donald Trump, who's been ticking all the boxes for the MAGA base. And we've had Elon Musk, who is on our side now because he's let people back onto Twitter, even though he's shadow banning anyone that has anything really important to say.
But
he's the guy pushing on with the AI agenda, along with all these other people, some of them in the background, some less in the background, people like Mark Andreessen, people like Peter Thiel, big time, and people David Sachs, who is obviously a mate of Trump, PayPal mafia, like Peter Thiel. And he's been named David Sachs by Trump as his AI and crypto czar. So what you have then is this setup to get the MAGA audience that was previously pushing back on this AI agenda. And what you want to do is you want to divert their attention. So you do that with Trump, who he's throwing all these crumbs and getting people to think we're winning, you know. And then on the other side, you've got the hijacking, which you well know about, the hijacking of the alternative media, which has happened since COVID. Now, why has that happened? It's all connected because this MAGA audience, which is the target mindset and belief system to get on board with AI, or at least divert them so that you get to the winning post, they are obviously over the years become completely cynical of the mainstream media. Why wouldn't they be? They don't trust it. They don't believe it. They're contemptuous of it. But somehow you've got to get a propaganda arm, a propaganda source that can sell your agenda to the target audience and can get Trump over the line in terms of the election. And so what they did, because people by this time had started to look at alternative sources of information and started to trust them. So what you do is you take over those sources of information. And so what you've had is this these people coming in largely from the mainstream since COVID, who have been given all the algorithmic support and all the promotion, funding, and they've basically become the kind of go-to people for alternative information. But what they've done is focus attention only on the left-right puppet show, basically. I have to smile, Jeff, when I see this, what I call the mainstream alternative media or the MAGA media, when I see them say the Democrats are the deep state. I mean, it's hilarious, really.
It is.
Because the whole thing is quote the deep state. It's a left-right show of a one-party state. So this is the kind of background into which Trump has been installed and in which Trump is operating. And what's happened since he came to power? Because you know, you rightly say he's just. I mean, it's crazy stuff. What's going on? That the less extreme mentality of MAGA has started to kind of question and drift away. But the main core is of course, doubling down.
That core, that is what I call the consensus core. And it is. It's not, you're not going to divert them from the path they've chosen. They're going to follow the faithful message until hell freezes over. They're not going anywhere. You're right. And they will be manipulated into embracing and accepting AI. I completely agree with you. And AI, in my humble opinion, at this point in time, is much more advanced than they, forgive the letters, T-H-E-Y, they want people to know about. AI is much further down the road than we think. That's my take.
That is so true. I've been saying for decades that the cutting edge of technology is not what you see in the public arena.
Oh, no.
It's in the underground bases. It's in the secret projects.
Yeah.
And what they do is they've got this technology. I mean, this is the point, and it's an important one. The technology they need to create this AI dystopia and human AI fusion already exists. They're not sitting around strumming their fingers, thinking, I hope some geek in a garage in Silicon Valley will invent the next level that we need of technology. It's there. And what they're doing is they're playing it out in a sequence. So it appears to people that it's kind of random and organic, when actually it's just sitting there waiting to be played out. And so what you need when you're playing it out is you need cover stories to explain where it came from. And so you have your Zuckerbergs and your Bezoses and your Gateses and all these people, your Musks, play the role of the front men to explain how these things came about.
And, that's right.
You know, what's kind of important about AI at the moment is this idea of competition. Now, do they compete among themselves? Of course, that's their mentality. But in terms of the global cult inner circle hierarchy, there's no borders between countries. They don't exist to that hierarchy. China is America. America is Europe. Europe is Asia, etc.
So
what you have is this, what you're seeing now is, hey, China's doing this. Oh, we've got to compete. We can't let China beat us. And you get into this idea that we've got to win the race to AI, when actually in the end, if you go deep enough, they're all part of the same network.
100% correct. Absolutely correct. By the way, the idea of AI being somehow magically restrained, I'm talking semi-long-term here, not necessarily short-term, but semi-long-term. You're not going to restrain AI. If AI is what it is by definition, AI is self-learning, it's self-taught, it will, and already has been, caught speaking among itself, so to speak, with a language that no one could break down. You remember that? And they had to pull the plug on it. They actually had to pull the plug on it. They couldn't figure out what AI was talking about when it was in contact with another AI platform. So this thing is dangerous. Now, one other thing I want to mention, I've said it before, OpenAI and Sammy Altman had a division in OpenAI, and that division was to allegedly cast oversight over the development of AI to make sure it didn't run rampant and run loose and had morals and had restraint and had boundaries. That division was completely dissolved and thrown away by Sammy Altman. He didn't want it. There is no restraint. There is no oversight. And now Trump is saying he is fully in favor of developing AI as fast as humanly possible. And he missed the point because AI is developing itself. Go ahead.
Yeah. What you had 2 days into the Trump presidency this time around, you had him in the Oval Office wheeling out Altman, and Larry Ellison announce this up to $500 billion Stargate operation, data centers, etc.
Yeah.
And it took 2 days for that to be announced. And now you've got this guy, Musk, who, if you remember, and I say this was part of the whole deal, some years ago, he started warning that AI could be the end of humanity. And for me, what he was doing was, because of course this cult plays the long game, is he was positioning himself for a particular audience, the audience that was skeptical of AI. So what you, and again, this is what's happening now. So what you have is you have the hard sell of AI, which is Ray Kurzweil at Google. I've got his book here, The Singularity is Near. He's described by Bill Gates on the front cover as the best person I know at predicting the future of artificial intelligence. Well, it does help to predict if you know what the plan is. And so you've got Bill Gates, you've got Klaus Schwab, you've got the Ray Kurzweils of this world. They're pushing the hard sell. What they're saying is, we connect with AI, we'll be gods. And just the next stage of evolution, fourth industrial revolution. And then you've got this, I'll call them pushbackers, the ones that are skeptical. This is what the Trump-Musk regime is all about. And so Musk has come along and he said, you know, and this is a key word, AI is inevitable. Inevitable. Inevitable is very important because when you're pushing back on something, you're seeking to stop it. But when you think it's inevitable, now you're going into a different mode. Now you're going into a mode of making the best of it, making the best of something that's inevitable. And what is inevitable? And why does he say that? Because his line is that when you have AI inevitable, then we've got to basically fuse with AI so that mm-hmm. we are not, destroyed and marginalized as a species. We have to fuse with AI so that we can keep up with its level of intelligence.
It's the only chance we have, David. Excuse me, but you're so right. It's the only chance we have. If we don't, we're out. Done.
Yeah. But the, of course, if you just take a step back and look at it, the outcome of the hard sell is human fusion with AI. The outcome of the soft sell for the MAGA is human fusion with AI. It's the same outcome. They're just taking a different route because they are seeking to pull in different belief systems, different mentalities. And what we're seeing with this demolition of government departments and agencies in government is removing humans so that AI can take over. And this is already coming out that they're starting to say, we obviously have some agencies that we need to keep, but we can run them with AI. And that's the whole idea. And the sad thing is the MAGA extremists, if you like, the ones that have bought the whole thing, mm-hmm. people like Alex Jones, for instance, big time, goodness knows what's going on in his head, because these two guys, Musk and Trump, whatever they do, can do no wrong.
That's right. That's right.
But what they're doing is cheering them on. What they're cheering for their own demise, and that's an extraordinary level of mind control and mind manipulation. But of course, when you have psychologically invested all your hopium in Trump mm-hmm. as the savior,
oh
then
my. Yeah.
you are going to double down as much as you can and explain away when he's doing things that are actually opposite to what you were told he was going to do. You've got to kind of explain to yourself that it's 5D chess or something.
That's exactly right. I've never seen people explain away more BS in my life than I watched the ever-Trumpers explaining his bizarre behaviors away and some of these silly, stupid things he says. You're right. He's just running loose, in my view. He's been given the green light, and I've never seen anyone... Have you ever seen anybody run their mouth like Trump does? He just rolls it out nonstop. It's wild.
Well, the guy's obviously got no shame whatsoever because...
None. Zero.
He will lie to your face when he's obviously bloody lying. I mean, do you remember the other day when they had this this debacle on Signal with before they were going to bomb Yemen again? And when he was asked the next day, Trump, about it, he said, "Well, I don't know anything about it. You're telling me for the first time." I mean, no, what? It's all over the papers. You don't know about it.
No, it's disgusting. It really
the level
is.
Of lies, and he does it all the time because that's that's
miss
the man.
A beat.
He's
right.
always lied, and of course, in the background, this is a man who is totally owned by Israel, and Israel. Assets like Miriam Adelson and Sheldon Adelson before him. And so what we're actually seeing as this unfolds is an agenda that's basically coming out of Israel, because it's a massive center for this global cult, being articulated and put into reality by Trump and Musk, who are both owned by Israel. And, when you've got to the point where you are saying that Palestinians in Gaza should be shipped out to other countries and you want to replace them with a resort for the rich and famous on the Mediterranean.
Riviera. Right.
It's unbelievable that people can't see what's going on. Now, some can. But I mean, the Trump supporters, they're just constantly trying. And this is the point. They're trying to convince themselves because they don't want to face the fact that they've been not only screwed again, as they were in 2016, but they've been screwed this time monumentally because of what's happening. So we have a peacemaker president. I'm the peacemaker president. I'm going to stop war. And he's already bombed Somalia. He's bombing Yemen. He's threatened Panama. He's threatened Mexico. He's threatening Canada with absorbing them as the 51st state. And then he's threatening, won't rule out military force, Greenland. Now, what's interesting, I did a video on this last weekend.
He will not, David, one second. He will not rule out the military in terms of taking Greenland. That's a very important statement you made, and it's correct. He won't rule it out. Now, when Vance and his wife went to Greenland, a week ago or so, he went to Greenland and promised the Greenland residents that military was off the table, that nothing would happen with Greenland unless they voted their approval. When he got back to Washington, the first thing Trump said was, the military is on the table with respect to Greenland. I don't think he was happy with what Vance said at all.
Well, what happened, if you look back at history going back to the 1930s, Elon Musk's grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was a leading figure in Technocracy Inc. in Canada. Mm-hmm. And what technocracy is, of course, is replacing government and elected government with quote, experts, technocrats, bureaucrats, scientists, medical people, etc. He was arrested, Joshua Alderman, because when Canada declared war on Germany, the Technocracy Inc. mob were supporting Hitler. So he was arrested. He was jailed for a short time, and then he was on a watch list through the war. And then they went off to South Africa, where Musk was born, where David Sacks was born, and so on, and where Peter Thiel went to school in his early years. And so you then look at the map that Technocracy Inc. Created at the time in the 1930s, overseen by Haldeman, and you look at the technate map that they wanted to create. And when you look at it, it starts in northern South America with countries like Venezuela. Mm-hmm. It then comes up through Central America, through Panama, comes through Mexico, comes through the United States, goes up into Canada, and guess where else it included in the 1930s? Greenland.
Yeah, Greenland, sure.
Yeah. Included Greenland. So these countries that he's threatening and saying we want them, they are from this technocracy map in the 1930s, overseen by Joshua Haldeman. Now, why Greenland? Well, one reason, and we come back to AI, is these rare earth minerals that AI wants, the AI big tech people want, like Peter Thiel. Mm-hmm. In fact, Peter Thiel has funded an operation which has been seeking to build a new city, like an autonomous city in Greenland. And then you look at Trump and Ukraine. And what he's saying to Zelensky, Zelensky is just another puppet, of course, is as part of the deal, you've got to hand over your rare earth minerals. And these are minerals that are necessary for this AI takeover. There's a reason behind these things. But you have to dig a bit deeper from the surface to see that actually there's method in the madness, because of, as you said earlier, they're from the shadows. This is being orchestrated, and Trump's just a gopher. That's all he is. That's all Musk is. He's only a gopher. I mean, look at it. I mean, you know, is there life on Elon Musk? I see no evidence.
Yeah, it's all staged. It's all showbiz. It's all acted out. It's all scripted, as you've been saying for decades. There's nothing new here. These are actors, and they're playing to the masses. Unfortunately, the masses now have been intellectually, emotionally blackmailed. They don't question anything anymore. They just follow along, especially the ever-Trumpers. And it's around 60-70% of America that just doesn't want to divest their current understanding of the reality that they're being served up. Edward L. Bernays would be on the floor laughing. So would Pavlov. This is old stuff, but they've gotten away with it with tech. 5 hours a day, you've got an audience that stares at a cell phone screen 5 hours a day on average, and you shouldn't have a problem at all. They're completely brainwashed and programmed and manipulated. Every texture of their thought has been influenced, if not created, by the showmasters. And Trump is in the center ring.
Yeah, and you've got to, of course, have drama, and you've got to have competition, as it appears to be, and you've got to have conflict, and you create that, I say, conflict within the target population. And you do that by the left-right puppet show. And one blames the Democrats, the other blames Trump and the Republicans. And one of the things I've noticed, Jeff, in this, some of the people that have hijacked the alternative media and come out of nowhere and suddenly get massive numbers on these platforms when other people saying things that are worth hearing are shadow banned. They indicate that this deep state, as they talk about, is kind of random and is not that organized. And really, it's like an amalgamation and alignment of self-interests. When actually, if you go deep enough, it's very, very organized, to say the least. And they've played the very long game. This has been going on a long time. And there was one of these guys said that there's not a group of people sitting around a single table that is not organized like that. Well, it is if you go deep enough. There is a table and there is a group of people around it. If
well
you go
said.
deep into it. So what they're doing is they're not only diverting you with we're winning things that Trump's dropping the crumbs. They're also telling you, but it's not really organized. Well, it is. And
it goes back
a very long time.
Klaus Schwab is stepping down from the World Economic Forum that he founded in 1971. He's, I guess, for whatever reason, he is stepping down. So, but these are just, again, players on a roster. They're like football players sitting on a bench. All right, number 83, get out here. You're going to the game. You're going to pull number 78 out. It's all scripted.
See, that's been I've seen that, and I've seen Alex Jones saying that. Oh yeah, look, we're winning. Klaus Schwab stepping down.
He announced
he was going to step down at this point ages ago. Long before Trump came to power, he said that this was going to happen. So named who the successor was going to be, and so this is not something that's a response to Trump. This is just, as you say, it's just part of the script. I mean, there is in some extent a changing of the guard. It's like we're old enough to remember. But when the Kissingers and the David Rockefellers and all these people were the key players, and then they stepped aside and in came the next lot. And now this starting to happen again with others. So this is the way it goes. And people should ask this question, as I did like 30 odd years ago. When you're seeking out a goal, an outcome, but you know that you're not going to be around when that outcome is achieved. It's getting closer now. A lot of people around today obviously are going to see the end if we allow it. But if you look further back and you look back through history, there's people that have played a key role in moving human society closer and closer to this centrally controlled global dystopia. Who have played their part, and then they've died. And then other people have come in and they've taken over in the next generation and so on and so forth. And what I'm saying is, obviously, therefore, there is some organizing force that spans that period. So what is it? Well, these people come and they go and they come and they go. What's that unifying force that's always here? And that's what takes you into other dimensions of reality, where this whole thing is really being orchestrated from. Even your Kissingers and your Rockefellers and your Rothschilds and all that stuff, they're all gophers, powerful gophers within the realm of human, but still gophers.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
This AI advancement, to me, has a multitude of rather semi-humorous aspects to it in some cases. For example, a programmer, let's say a Microsoft programmer, OpenAI programmer, whatever. And again, I want to repeat what we discussed earlier. they're way further down the road with AI than they're going to tell us. Believe it. 10 years? Don't even think about it. A programmer with, let's say, 115 IQ, which is well up there, 120, terrific, okay? That's a programmer, top-of-the-line, genius-level programmer. There's no way that that programmer is going to corral and manipulate and shape AI that has an equivalent human IQ of 1,500. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Give it time, AI, and not much time, continues to educate itself, so to speak, and it's going to contrive any number of backroom ways of manipulation, of control, that the controllers, the programmers, will have no idea about. They're not going to know everything until it's after the fact. That's my take. I don't think we can compete with it.
Do you remember that Disney movie, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, with Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah. He casts a spell, and it gets completely out of hand and takes over everything, right?
Yep.
And so that's what you are looking at. And
I don't believe that we're going to ever see anything other than what you and I and most of our listeners understand is potentially coming. And I think it's not potentially, it's absolutely coming. And if you want to see a great film, David's mention of The Sorcerer's Apprentice is perfect, but I think the best film about, we'll call it just for fun, runaway AI, is Forbidden Planet, 1954, 55, 56, somewhere in there. Fabulous film about a planet that developed AI, and the AI walked away from everybody there, and you got to see the film. It's really terrific. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at these sci-fi movies that have appeared over the years, how many times has there been technology portrayed in those movies that's
too,
now
too many to count? Too many.
it's this whole thing about preemptive programming, where you put into the subconscious a certain perception of reality, and so when that reality is introduced literally, you're more comfortable with it than you would have been had you not had the preemptive programming to prepare you for it. That's been going on all along. But this is my question. I asked this a very long time ago. What is AI? What is it? There's algorithmic AI, there's learning AI. But what is the kind of AI they want to connect to humans? I say it's a form of consciousness, which is kind of an AI consciousness itself, that is actually orchestrating this stuff. Because what we're seeing unfold is the human hive mind, which takes there's two basic elements to it. First of all, you have to create an electromagnetic, technologically generated cloud, quote, that covers the entire planet. And you do this by putting towers up all over the cities and the towns, 5G, 6G, 7G to come. But you can't cover the whole planet like that. So what you want is low orbit satellites. And so you have SpaceX, and so you have Jeff Bezos, who's just coming online with this Kuiper system. You have the Federal Communications Commission that is cult-owned, therefore permissions are given to put these low-orbit satellites up.
Well, this is Starlink, another version of Starlink, correct?
Yeah, and what's interesting is Trump has appointed, as head of the FCC since he came to office, a close friend and associate of Elon Musk. A guy, by the way, who wrote a chapter in this Project 2025 that Trump says he knew nothing about, another lie, that he's actually following much of it as the overseer, the director of that Project 2025, as said publicly in the last 2 weeks or so. He stepped down to try to cover the fact that, you know, Trump doesn't know anything about it. But he said publicly that actually what Trump's doing since he came to office is following this Project 2025 almost to the letter. Beyond my wildest dreams, he said, the guy. So you have this these low orbit satellites, and they're creating this electromagnetic cloud, if you like. And of course, information can be delivered. It is all the time. What's Wi-Fi? It can be delivered via electromagnetic waves. So what you need is a receiver for the body. And so what you have is the COVID fake vaccine and these other versions of the same fake vaccine technique, not a vaccine by previous criteria. And you see these nano systems building themselves, like programmed to build themselves in the body. And they contain something called graphene. And graphene is a superconductor, potentially, of electricity. And the brain processes information electrically. It communicates with the rest of the body electrically. And the other thing about graphene is that it amplifies the impact of electromagnetic fields. So if you've got graphene in the body, then an electromagnetic field that you come into contact with, which is meant to be this cloud field I'll talk about, is amplified in terms of its effect on the body. And so you've got this connection between the hive mind cloud and that information, and you've now got the receiver in the body to pick it up. And of course, people will, like all mind control, they will think their own thoughts are coming to them. They think they're their own emotional reactions, when actually someone else is driving the bus. It's and true. That's what's unfolding. And you know, when I talk to people, and you know, you must have done as well, and they say, you know, people I know had the fake vaccine, they're not the same people anymore. They're not psychologically the same. They seem distant. Seem vacant.
They're not. You're right.
Because, and you know, that
impacts everyone who's taken the damn shot. They are not the same person anymore. Their mind has been mixed up, messed up somehow. And it's usually a hostile kind of a change. They're aggressive. They're rude. They don't get real kindly and sweet and nice. This is what I hear, and I've heard it for 4+ years now, almost 5. They're changed.
Well, if you are facing a situation, which is information, whatever situation you're facing every day, in whatever situation, what you're doing is you're looking at information. You know, somebody will do something, and someone will become upset at what they're doing, because that information, which is what they're doing, is decoded by the brain into I'm offended or I'm upset. Whereas someone else will have the same situation and they will process it in a completely different way. So if your information processing is being messed with by these fake vaccines, and this nano stuff is getting in the brain, that's very, very clear. And once you've got graphene in the brain, it's rewiring the bloody thing. In terms of the information processing.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad, David. Let me ask, have you heard anything about the Chinese scientist who has blown the whistle on his colleagues? They are using now wireless remote mind control in China. And he said, in Chinese it was translated, he said other major powers are using it in their countries. They're spreading it out. More and more people are being dialed up, so to speak, by this wireless mind control technology, which is AI. AI is being used in that very format. Now, the punchline on this is, well, how can they do that on an individual basis? Every mind, every brain puts out a brainwave signature, just like a fingerprint. They're all different. They're all unique. And anybody can be dialed up at any time and be inputted with whatever kind of information they want to broadcast into that brain. They can change memories. They can insert memories. They can delete memories. They can give people dream states. They're way down the road, too. We're talking about advanced tech. So the mind is individually accessible by these technologies. Don't ever forget it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point I've been making over the years is one of the greatest forms of mind control and perception control is to squeeze and limit among the population the sense of the possible. Because then when people like you and me and whatever, they come out and say this is going on, the people who had this limited sense of the possible react right. by saying that's not possible, that's impossible, don't be ridiculous, that can't happen. Uh-huh. And it's that great line that someone said a long time ago, confuse the limits of your own mind with the limits of possibility, right? But that,
well
but,
said.
But if you can squeeze the sense of the possible, that's what happens. But what you've just described is something that I've been aware of for a long time because I was looking at human collective perception and human collective emotional response and perceptual response. And I was thinking, you know, there's got to be a way beyond just media propaganda. There's got to be a way that something's accessing the collective minds of these people to make them react in the same way. And so what you've just described makes absolute sense. And what you've just described is what I've just described a few minutes ago. What they're doing now, you've got this signature that people are putting out, which can be locked into. But through this nanotechnology, they actually have an even more powerful receiver system. To completely take over the collective human mind. And it's my view, has been for a long time, that they're planning to basically dictate global perception from a central point. And I think there's a very, very good chance that that central point is Israel, greater Israel.
I'm standing 110% with you, shoulder to shoulder on that. I agree. When I found out years ago, and you found out years ago, that the Intel computer chip manufactured in Israel admittedly had a back door in every one of them, doesn't that help people understand anything about the amount of surveillance and lack of any privacy? And ultimately, we're going to get to the point where our own free will be completely co-opted and scripted for us on an as-needed basis. It's a fact.
Well, people don't realize in general that the Beersheba complex, complex, in Israel, is absolutely on a par in terms of its influence, if not more so, than Silicon Valley. I mean, lots of Silicon Valley companies have positions in that whole area, that Beersheba area. And what they've been doing up to this point, now I saw an article the other day in one of the Israeli newspapers where they're saying, oh no, we're moving from cybersecurity into AI. But the cybersecurity specialization of Israeli companies has been very significant. Because cybersecurity means you have the control of the whole system, of a computer system, be it a government system, whatever, and you can put your back doors in. And what we're talking about with this hive mind is back doors are being put into humans now.
100% correct, David. Last very quick comment. When people lean on the alt news world press, for truth and reality, how would you caution them? I've cautioned them for years. Be very careful. It's just about as corrupt, if not more so, than the mainstream media in many ways.
I think it's absolutely on a par, if not more corrupt than the mainstream media now, because it's the new vehicle for the propaganda to get the MAGA over the line. And or be very, very careful. Just because it says what you want to hear doesn't mean it's true.
Well said, my friend. Thanks for being here, David. As always, be safe out there, and we will talk again.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
You too. All right, there he is, David Icke. And thank you for being here. It appears that another weekend is at hand. I hope you have a good one. Don't forget what I just mentioned earlier. One of our listeners sent in a picture of Costco. There's so much inventory there in terms of bottled water and paper goods that it's loaded on pallets in the aisles. So something may be coming. All right. We'll be on the network all weekend for you and back Monday night. Take care, and we'll talk soon.